Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, shalom. Erev Tov. Good evening, right here, here, here on the air and the irid, right here. Here, I think BTR seems to be sort of up and running. Ones and ones know for the past like 2 weeks or so. Been having some very interesting technological difficulties, but here, 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 we're here to testify that we have this second book of Moshe here, Shemot, a.k.a. also known as Exodus. Shemot in the Hebrew brings out the Hebrew sense of the names. The names, the names, the names, the Hebrew book that's also called Exodus. So here we're at the 13th sabbatical study, this weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding right here, here, here. Heal up to game amp, right? Manuel, yes, I, Rastafari. Yeah, so right here, here, here for the T to T, Testify Tuesday. I am for I and I hope and pray. Yes, God.
Yeah. Check one. Yeah, definitely. It's all good.
When you are on them, why you cry? When you are right, and I fear you fall. But who up and pray, that sign him like my way. Who up and pray, but what me never stray. The rest of the times I've been to it. Bad mind, grateful. Dance to the pretty to me. Us and me can't have legit. More everything. Them tell us every minute. Them tell us admit it. Them stand beside you and them want to your part. They disciple them, them slip it. But bad mind and grateful, me no want to them no longer. So I want pray and pray for my don't fall me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people. No, so me no hunger. Them pray and pray for my don't fall. That's a make me stand up. But who up and pray, that sign him light my way. Who up and pray, but what me never stray. Who up and pray, now I'm on the clear. Who up and pray, send me a who up and pray. Me know by now, the enemy no wonder. The threat them still now, me still no go under. By now, them a wonder. How do you separate? So I pray and pray for my don't fall, me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no, so me no hunger. Them pray and pray for my don't fall, that's a make me stronger. But who up and pray, that's a shining light my way. Who up and pray, but what me never stray. Who up and pray, now go on the clear. Who up and pray, send me a who up and pray. Who up and pray, pray, send me a who up and pray. Who up and pray, send me a who up and pray.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
So we always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God. I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big. And you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it. The other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second Brachot, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Stand at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feelings of that Hashem.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim who twice repeat, holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return our Father to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heavens, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Lasamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
Prolong, it's so strong. Yes, a long, long time. Babylon. We say righteousness so will prolong. Must go long, must be strong, yes, yeah, man. Yes, a long, long time we are want them in a Babylon. They will love to embrace the Rasta man. The lion is so strong in no wrong.
Discipleship Radio.
מזמור פרק, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי הארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Kevet, Mizmor Lashan.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Psalm 13.
מזמור י"ג. למנצח מזמור לדוד. מזמור לדוד.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? forever.
Ad anna Adonai tishkacheni netzacheni 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 netzacheni.
How long wilt thou hide thy face?
How long wilt thou hide thy face?
How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, 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 forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face,
hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy
face? Ad anna tastir et panecha minneni.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul?
Counsel in my soul. Counsel in my soul. Counsel in my soul.
Ad anna ashit etzot benafshi. 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 Benafshi.
Having sorrow in my heart daily.
My heart daily. My heart daily. My heart.
Yagon bilvavi yomam.
Vavi yomam.
Vavi.
Yomam
vavi,
yomam vavi,
yomam vavi,
yomam vavi.
Ad anna,
ad anna,
ad anna,
ad anna.
How long shall mine enemy be exalted? Mine enemy be exalted. 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me?
Be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted.
Ad anna yarum oyevi
alai. Oyevi alai.
Oyevi alai.
Oyevi alai.
Oyevi alai.
Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully,
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 dealt bountifully.
Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, Naya, Pinky, Mana, Mama, Warrior. Despair, hey. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. Despair, hey. I have told a easy, I mean many lecture, Mana, Masai, Warrior. Despair, hey. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. Despair. Like burning spear and such before me. Who all fought for the cause and despair, hey. Huh. Enforcing all the laws and
the master of the masses. One has power, the other one lacks it. Guns of power, controlled by assets, owned by financial forecasters. Who are the masters? They are the gangsters. They are the bankers, the ones who taxes. The masses, they are us, the sheep, the people divided in classes. I go off like a Shiite bomb, and all y'all see I'm on my war paint on my face shit. My 9mm on my waist shit. I'm a problem, shoot up the waist shit. Let a few go, then I get no blazing haze again. The masters, the Wall Street war chiefs, the elitist groups. The masses, they pray to Jesus saying he will see us through. The masters are the aristocratic. The masters asking the Most High on his way here. I'm trying to stay clear, my mind is my modern day spear. Hey, I say, despair. Huh. Shaka Zulu, Bobo Shanti, Mana Gideon, Mana Mama Warrior. Despair, hey. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. Despair, hey. Through the hands of time and cruel men, it has slew more than a billion. Despair, hey. It keep on suppressing the humble man's opinion.
Misled in a Swiss cheese when the fist squeeze. Misled, the media misleads, scares you to the point where you missleep. With that said, misled with this Ruger and that shooter. Submachine gun rat-a-tat through ya. Copper tops, holler point to do you something bad. Our future is misled, three strikes. There's no school when the teacher strikes. This economy, this
this monopoly. With no job, just own your property. Now it's back to what come natural. But survive anyhow you have to. Despair, desperation, but I have no fear when I hold this spear.
Next homeboy knows I'm in a cell, got this beer, now make friends. Man I run racket, man I run scheme, man I run race, man I run down bends. Can't trust Sheena, Ina, Weena, I in a contact lens. Man I run from police, man I run down belt, and all of that now make sense.
So, rise up to my defense, all appointed is my preference. Should have been the third, don't know what you heard, get referred by the wrong reference. When this beer start to spend, it's a fight and a dear true fence. This time by your members and all of your limb, but you seen enough statements. Well, when I run drunk, when I run risk, and all I run out of time and ends. When I run up and down, and I run for them life, and I run down this footprint. Nothing I want, I yard and food, they are road, then man, I've got those statements. This year was a tool of a truth to enslave man and make man servant. Escape from this fear and desperation become more urgent. Mankind need to cleanse and wash out them soul with spiritual detergent. A distance on me, a distance from the discontrolling the circumference. And any man moving no permission, they're feeling the circumstance. Despair, hey. Shaka Zulu, Power Shanti, mana, hey. Mana mama warrior.
Despair,
hey. Care of your recession and depression can't carry ya. Despair, hey. In a city youth, them rise it up, this guy's a AK 47.
Despair.
And any time them clap it up, the whole city level. Despair, like burning spear and such before I. Who all fought for the cause and
despair,
hey. They can't ignore me, no.
Africa, just the mention of it, just the mention of it, man. It's like you call my name, man. Well, you know, Africa is the motherland, and Africa is where we rightfully belong. And that's where I want to be. And that is where I want to be.
Discipleship.
Rewind and come back, collector.
And that is where I want to be.
Hey, hey. And anytime them clap it up, the whole city level. Despair, like burning spear and such before I. Who all part of the cause and
Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13.
Mizmor Yud Gimel, Lam Natseach
Mizmor
Ledadun.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever?
Forever? Forever? Forever?
Ad Anna Adonai Tishkacheni Nelsach.
How long wilt thou hide
thy
face?
How long wilt thou hide thy face?
Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face?
Hide thy face?
Hide thy face?
Hide thy face?
Hide thy face? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face?
Ad anna tastir et panecha mimmeni.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul?
Ad anna ashit etzot benafshi.
Having sorrow in my heart daily.
Yagon bilvavi yomam.
How long shall mine enemy be exalted? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted?
Ad anna yarum oyevi alai.
Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully, 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 dealt bountifully.
What do you think of Africa?
Africa? Africa.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Sefer of the Psalms, the Book of Psalms, the Mezmur Dawit. Today's daily psalm, we have the Yod Gimel, the Yod Gimel, Yod Gimel, Yod Gamel, or the 13th Psalm XIII, and it's themed here in the cipher of the Tehillim, the Psalter, from despair to hope. In the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, we have Be'amlaku Yetamineso Abetuta. Be'amlaku, in his source, Yetamineso, the faithful, a faithful soul, a faithful human being, a faithful man, Ras Taman, Taman, we have Yetamineso, a faithful man, Be'amlaku, in his source, in his God, Abetuta, a petition to Abetu, to our father, his father, Father of the house, he who be, who he be, a petition to Hashem. So here, today's daily psalm, mine enemy, my hater, mine enemy is again prominent. And our enemy is again prominent. And he is probably Shaul, Right. Speaking Davidically, La Menatzeach Mizmor Le David, right, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, to the director, the chief musician, a psalm of David, Mizmor Le David. So we have Shaul. The thing is, Shaul is an ask. You know, somebody say, I got to ask of you. I got to ask of you. Shaul. All right? Saul. Old Testament Saul. Now, both Rashi and Kimchi, they take the speaker, right? Many of the latter rabbinate and rabbis and scholars, they take the speaker to be Yisrael. They take the speaker to be the corporate body of I and I and we, even of the new name, right? Even the Israel of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, suffering, oppression, rephrase, downpression, because they're not pressing us up. They may lie to themselves. We're downpressing to press you up, so we're oppressing. No, the downpression under his neighbors, Yisrael suffering under our neighbors, because they may be our skin folk. But they're not our kinfolk in spirit and in truth, right? But the personal interpretation is a personal targum, Hebraically the targum, the interpretation, Ethiopically the targum, right? The interpretation is a personal, right, is generally preferred by many of the modern, you know, commentators, right? So which one? Is it Yisrael? Is it I and I as that corporate body, as one with the Rosh, the Ras, as I and I head, who are suffering? Or is it just a personal interpretation? Or is it the I and the I, the indivisible dual, it's I and it's I and I? Now, the trials, the tests, the tribulation, the trials which David had to endure at the then king's hand, at Saul's hand, the then king, they were long drawn out. So speaking about this principle of long suffering, sort of a long suffering, literally long suffering. You know, people are like, I can't take this. You know, but it's sort of long suffering. They were long drawn out. All right, so what sustained David? You know, how did he encourage himself? Word, sound, all right? The words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart, be pleasing in I and I source, the source of I and I life, in the innermost of the innocence, be still and know. But check it, he is downcast. So even David, man after Adonai's own heart, he is downcast at the delay. Right, from all this downpression, you know, if you've been pressed down so long, downpression, you can't even get to that depression. Could it keep pushing you down, downcast at the delay, at the seeming, let's put it like that, the seeming delay in the coming of Yeshua, the coming of salvation, of victory, Yeshua. And Yeshuot, and the victories, under the strain of anxiety, the cry comes out in today's daily psalm. How long? Adana, how long? Adana, how long? How long? Ad, until what extremity, until what, reaching what point? Ad, Anna, how long? It's a matter of time. So under the strain of anxiety and the cry, how long? They burst from his lips. Adana, Yahweh. Adana Yahweh, Tisha Kaheini Natsah, Tisha Kaheini Natsah, Tisha Kaheini Natsah, how long wilt thou forget I, Natsah, for ever, will you forget, Oh, he who be, who he be. Adana, how long? Tasatireta paneka miyemeni. How long wilt thou hide paneka, paneka? Tasatira, you hiding eta paneka, you hiding your face. Mimeni, mimeni, from me, you hiding your face. How long will you hide? Adana, how long, how long, how long? So we have verses 1 to 4, right, the cry of despair. Verses 1 to 4 is the cry of despair, right? And verses 5, right? Now, verses 5 is also part of that, but it changes the turn. The turn happens. And then we come to the 6th verse, right? We have the resolve. Right, we have that resolve. So here in today's daily psalm, the 13th psalm, the Yod, Gimel psalm, right? So let's touch on some of the 1, 2, 3s of today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have Psalm XX, Slika. Psalm XIII, let's get it right. We have Psalm XIII, we have the Yud Gimel, we have the 13th Psalm to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me? How long, O Yahweh? Forever? How long wilt thou the eye hide thy face from I? So the psalmist who is close to death, even in this season, right? Longer nights, right? More darkness, the sun standing still and appearing to go down with the death of the patriarchs, right? And of the patriarchs, even in the Torah portion reading and feeding, as per the season. That theme right there of death, the patriarch preparing for death. So the psalmist is close to death, right? To mort. Mavet, mawet, 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 maut, desperately pleads to being muted. He's close to being muted. He pleads for Jah's deliverance and affirms his trust in Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Egziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Abhir, the generous father's faithfulness. But he begins off right here, saying, how long? Ad ana Yahweh, tisha kacheni netzach, ad ana tasatir etapaneka mimeni? How long? Forever. How long? Ad ana netzach, netzach. Interesting on the tree, Kabbalistically speaking, netzach. Forever, right? Forever, Netzach. Forever, Ad Anna. Ad Anna, Netzach. How long? Forever. The conflicting thoughts in his mind, in an I and I mind, and I was, and in times, and in situations, and even situation like these, the conflicting thoughts. Here's where we have a very good reminder word, you know, concerning thoughts, you know, and the imaginations, you know, because what David, you know, no doubt because of this long, protracted, right, this long suffering. Here we have 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Right, let's look at 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge, the da'at of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the source. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, the gnosis of Exiavi, the sustainer, the true good, the true God, the generous Ab, Father, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience, the what? The obedience of Shema'ah, the obedience of HaMoshiach, the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. All right, so a lot of times when we wonder, like, well, where is that answer time I pray? Well, is your obedience fulfilled? Are you casting down the imagination, or we could say the vain, just your imagination running away with thee and every high thing, right, that exalts its dirty self, right, against the knowledge, the gnosis of Jah. Rastafari, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, of Moshiach. See, it's in the same section where it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That's why Rastafari and true Rastaman, Taman say, I and I not want no carnal mind. You have to dead that, right? Mortify, right, the flesh, the carnal mind. For though we walk in the flesh, naturally, right, we do not war. Spiritual warfare, we don't war after the flesh or after the carnal mind. Ye must be born again. Let this mind be in you. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I don't want no carnal mind. The Ayabingi chant right up the Isis. But mighty through Egeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, to the pulling down of strongholds. And where are these strongholds? In your thinking. Check your thinking. What you thinking? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself. So right there, the connection right here is so very interesting. The conflicting thoughts in his mind are vividly brought out by the two questions, the two first questions we have here in today's daily song. What are these two questions? Right. The two questions is, how long will you forget me? Forget me. How long, Yahweh, Adonai, Tishkaheni Netzach? Will you forget me forever? Forever, Netzach. Will you forget me, Netzach? How long will you hide thy face, Tastiret Paneka Mimeni? Et panika, your face, Nimani, for me. These are two questions here. The force, right? The force of these questions and the attention that he has upon them. And your thought and your thinking, have you thought this? Like, how long, like, is did y'all hear me? I prayed. How long have I yet to wait for relief? When am I going to see the answer to my prayer? Right? Will Jah forget me forever? Now, in the expressive remark of Martin Luther, you know, the Church of Sardis, heal up to the righteous ones amongst the Church of Sardis, the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther, right? Where he said, hope despairs, and yet despair hopes. despair. Love that song by, who was it, Damian Marley and Tuff Gong them? You know, despair. Hope, expectation despairs. Despair. Hope despairs, and yet despair hopes. It expects. All right? Something very interesting right here when the Messiah gave instruction for prayer. Right? And he spoke about, you know, not doubting. Right, not doubting, no doubt, right, no doubt, without doubting. That he says, know that you receive them, that when you pray, knowing that you receive them. Now, see, initially, it's probably, you know, as a baby learns to run and to walk and to crawl, it begins by crawling, right? First begins by crawling, right? Those little baby steps right there. Well, let's look at the word right here, just to point out the word right here, right? The word right here, Matthew 21 and 22 right here. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, it says believing or believing, admitting as truth, ye shall receive. But see, the key is to be still and to know. All right? That's the key right there. All right? Because sometimes we go into prayer for all the chitter-chatter, and what did that say? What did I say? You know what I mean? In prayer. Matthew 23:14, woe to you. Now, this is like for the religious, the really just, like the scribes and Pharisees, the hypocrites. It says, for ye devour houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore, y'all shall receive the greater damnation. So it's not about whether the prayer is super long. If you have to get it out, get it out. But also praise him. Right? Praise him for the good that he has done, in expectation of the good that he shall do. Mark this here. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire. They make it like a desire, a bad thing, right? But you desire, right? Right? That's according to Yahweh, truth and life, of course. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. But that you desire, when you pray, believe. Amen. Right? Admit as truth. Don't doubt. Right? That you shall receive them, and ye shall have them. All right, that word in Mark 11:24. Hide thy face. Seems as though John was careless in his view. And in our view, many, if we're honest, I mean, are you going to be honest? That's the key. That's the key. That is, it says, the law came by way of Moses, but grace and truth. So that grace, a lot of people fall from grace because not being truthful. Right. Honestly, it does feel like sometimes, like, is he looking at my situation? It's like he's answering everybody else's prayer, but my situation. Because you have to come into his presence and that perception, into that presence of heart and mind, to be present and to be still. Just be still. Right? Be still and know. Focus on your breath. Just breathe. What a wonderful thing to breathe. See, that's true spirituality. You talk about spirit and spooks. What about the breath? That's what the Bible was. That's how you get in touch. Right there. Just take a breath and breathe. But let's ride on right here. That's the Aleph verse. The Gimel verse. He goes on. He says, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? How long shall my enemy be exalted, be lifted up? Be exalted, oh my. So here we have the Gimel, the bait verse. Well, this is the bait verse when read from KJV, you know, not including the superscription. The second verse here, King James Version wise, is so how long shall I take counsel? This is now from the Sefer Tehillim. How long shall I take counsel? Ad Anna, Ashit. I sought be nashi. Ad anna shita I sought be nashi in my soul. Be nashi. How long will I put counsel in my soul, my inner being, my psyche? Right? The psyche, the suke, the psyche, the soul, nafshi. Right, so that continued question, the ad anna, ashita esot, how long shall I set up, ashita esot, counsels, benashi, yagona, bilababi, yomam, having sorrow, agony, yagon, having agon, agony, yagon, bilababi, be in lebabi, in my heart, your mom, all the days, your mom, literally, agony in my heart, in my consciousness, days, like agony for days. I got agony for days. Yagon, bilababia, your mom. Ad Anna, how long? Yaruma, oivi, alai. Yarum, oivi, alai. Oivi, my enemy, oivi, my yarum, oivi, alai. How long shall my enemy be exalted over me, over I? How long? So here we have the grief, the agony, yagon in my heart daily. Be exalted over me. Right, this phrase here, the Yarum, the Himram, Him lift up, Yarum, Oibi, Alai, upon I. How long will my enemy defeat me? In the Hebraicism of it, how long shall my enemy continue to defeat me? Like get the upper hand, be above me, right? Above, and therefore I must be below. This is the question, right? This is the question, taking counsel in my soul. How long must I continue to devise plans to escape, to flee, to try to get away? Got to get away. Lord, got to keep on moving. I can't be found from the net which Shaul, which Saul, right, is tightening. Saul and the ain't right Israelites is tightening about me. Sorrow, the crushing weight, the agony bilababi, your mom, agony in my heart for days, the crushing weight of anxiety, stress, depression, by day, your mom, yom is day. In the Hebrew, in the Ethiopic, is as well, yom is day, your mom is like days, your mom. You know, it said Binyamin, son of the right hand, also Bena Yomam, son of days, right, for days. As the consequence of planning in the sleepless nights, right, so he's implying that, you know, for days he's up, he's wired, the sleepless nights. How can he so-called sleep? His heart, his consciousness. Right, his consciousness, levav, levavi, lebona, his consciousness, right, is heavy and weary during the day. Yarum, oivi, alai. Yarum, high, oivi, my enemy, alai, upon I, have the upper hand. How long shall my enemy have the upper hand? So we have this right here in the second verse of today's daily psalm. Consider, verse 3, the Gimel verse now. Consider and hear me. Hear I, O Adonai. O Adonai, Adonai. Hear I, Adonai Elohai, Hailei, my God, my Elohim, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Read about the italicization. Consider, hear me, O Adonai Elohai, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the death. Lest I sleep the sleep of, you see right there is italicized, let's add in, lest I sleep the death. Hear I, Adonai Elohai, Hailei, my God, my Elohim, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Read about the italicization. Consider, hear me, O Adonai Elohai, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the death. Lest I sleep the sleep of, you see right there's italicized, let's add in, lest I sleep the death. Habita. Consider, look upon diligently. Habita eneni, Yahuwah, Elohai. Consider, look diligently. And answer I,
Some say Aneni, Aneni, Yahweh Elohai. Consider, look diligently upon my situation, right? Intently upon my situation. Habita, Aneni, Yahweh Elohai. Haira, Einai, Pen, Ishana Hamaret, Pen, Ishana Hamaret, enlighten mine eyes. Haira, Einai, Haira, enlighten, cause light into Einai, into mine eyes. Pen, Ishan Hamaret. Pen ishan hamavet, pen ishan hamavet, less pen, unless ishan, I sleep, hamavet, hamavet, hamot, lest I sleep to sleep, death, and light of my eyes, lest at any time I should sleep the death. Here in the Sefer Tehillim it says, behold thou and answer me. Bringing out the sense in the KJV, say, here I, but it's not the Shema'ah there, it's the Aneini, answer I, what I've been asking you, Ada'ana, how long? Answer I, Habita, consider what I'm saying. It's a desperate, a dreadful situation, a dangerous situation. Aneini Yahweh Elohai, Haira, Einai, Penishana Hamavet. The antidote to the sensation of hopelessness is prayer, word, sound, power, right? Especially in Yahweh, right? In the King's Highway, he says, behold, look. In contrast to how long wilt thou hide thy face, he's saying, look intently upon my troubled life, my situation. Lighten mine eyes. Enlighten, give light to mine eyes. Revive my spirit. Restore my courage. The eye reveals the inward disposition. They say that the eyes are the window, right, to the soul or of the soul, something like that, right? The eyes are the window of the soul or the nefesh, the psyche. So the eye reveals the inward disposition. Age, grief, or trouble, they say, darkens it. Age, grief, trouble, it darkens it. Notice in the Torah portion of Yisrael, his eyes were dim. And what was his testimony about? His days being few and evil, right? So that inward, that disposition, the age, the grief, the trouble, helps to darken or dim it. But when he recovered from the faintness of hunger after eating some honey in 1 Samuel chapter 14 and 27, Jonathan, right, he recovered from the faintness of his hunger after eating some honey. What does the script say? His eyes brightened. His eyes brightened. I mean, if you eat something good, like honey or whatnot, don't your eyes brighten? Like, woo! Right, so his eyes brightened. So just to see that connection right there. He said, lighten my eyes, send light, haira, einai, penishan hamavet, lest I sleep the sleep of hamot, of death, of being muted, lest I be muted, the sleep of death, the ishan hamavet, or some point as ishan hamavet. We would say the ishan hamot, mawet. Should Saul accomplish his design? That's the sleep of death, the Ishan Hamavet. If Saul was successful, Ishan Hamavet. The image of death, Hamavet, Hamawet, Hamot. The image of death as sleep is often likened to sleep. When we say, you sleeping, man, stop sleeping, you sleeping on, right? Like you're dead to that, you're not awake, aware. This is frequently used in Job. Job chapter 3, verse 13, Job chapter 7, verse 21, Job chapter 14, verse 12. The analogy here, right, learning to read the sign of the language, the spirit of the word, not just a letter, but the spirit, right? The analogy finds expressions in two of the ancient teachings, Talmudical sayings. One is that sleep is the 60th part of death.
Sleep is 1/6 of Hamavet, Hamawet, Hamot, death. And also another saying, the second saying, the incomplete experience of death is sleep. The incomplete experience of Hamawet, Hamot, Mavet is sleep. Ishan. Ishan. He says, lighten mine eyes. How do you see death? How do one see? How do one hear? How does one receive that? Haira Ainai. Lighten Meja, lighten the eyes. That light that shines in the darkness, may he give you the Holy Spirit to comprehend it. Here, coming to this verse right here. Now, the verse right here that we just read right here is connected. It's like there's a semicolon, right? Verse 3 and verse 4. Consider and hear, right? Consider diligently. Answer I, O Jehovah, my Elohim, Elohai, Haliai, enlighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the death. Lest mine enemy say, otherwise mine enemy will say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. So these two lines actually go together. Habit ne'ni Yahweh Elohai. Haira Ainai Penishan Hamavet Pena Yomara Oidi Yikalatio Arai Yagilu Ki Emot when I am moved, if I am moved, Ki Emot and mine enemy shall say, unless my enemy shall say, pen yomara oibi, mine enemy will say, what would they say? Yechaltio. I've overcome him. Sarai, my adversaries, Yagilu, will be happy. Yagilu, they rejoice, they'll be happy. Unless they'll be happy, Kiemot. But they will only be happy if I'm shaken, if I'm stirred. Right? Lest at any time, any Iowa might say, my enemy, I prevailed against him. Yechaltio. Yechaltio, and the ones afflicting me, causing things to be tight and strained. Sarai, the ones afflicting me, they shall exalt. Should I be shaken? If, ki emot. So here is like a kind of a condition. Don't let that happen, but don't let them haters have any joy. The adversaries, any joy. Why? But as for I, here we have in KJV the fifth verse, right? And some combine the fifth and the sixth verse, as we kind of touched on before. And there's an interesting reading in the second part, right, in the second verse, verse 6. But it says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I have trusted in thy mercy. Right? Now, that point about the light is so very important. All right, 'cause that's the key. It's two words, right? It's two words right there. Right? It's two words right there. What he requests, Haira Ainai, my eyes, enlighten my eyes, right? Give light to my eyes. Still on this right here, 'cause the Or, the Nor, right, the ear, right, the light, when used with eyes as its objects, right, as an object, it refers to HaTorah. Just to emphasize this before we even move forward, what is that light to eye and our eyes? HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction of HaElohim, right, Jah Law, the spirit and the truth of the word, giving that moral enlightenment, bringing us into that moral theocracy of his divine majesty. We have this in Psalm 19 and 8. Yahweh's precepts are fear and make one joyful. His commands are pure and give insight for life. And just a kind of a a right now word on that, not literal KJV. You can check it out, Psalm 19:8. And also, Ha Elohim, Ha Borea, the Irata, Fetari, Gziavia, Fetarinona, giving literal eyesight to all people. We have Proverbs 29:13. And to Exiavi, the sustainer, Elohim, the true good, giving encouragement. In this way, to give light to the eyes is to give encouragement to Amo, to Jah people, to Hizbu. We have Ezra 9:8, that encouragement given to Jah people. But now, briefly, we have received mercy from Jehovah, Ayanai Elohim, in that he has left us a remnant and has given us a secure position in his Isla place and his Isla grace. Thus, Eloheinu, Ayanai Elohim, has enlightened Ayanai eyes and given us a little relief in Ayanai time, Ayanai Iowa, of servitude, of trials and tribulations. Here, the psalmist pictures himself as being on the verge of death, and even at this lowest point in the Shana, in the season, it fits perfectly on the rise up, or else I sleep in the death, right, in the sunken place, in the fallen place, where the light shines even in the darkness. And here he's calling David after the Lord's own heart. He's saying, enlighten mine eyes, right? Because the spiritual instinct knows that if I lighten mine eyes, right, even in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. So the statement can be also taken in an elliptical sense. I will sleep the sleep of death if you do not lighten mine eyes. I will sleep with the sleepers, with the other sleepers, the other sleeping people in death. They don't even recognize the ratchet and the corruption that's going on, are not more outraged. But I have trusted in thy mercy. But as for I have trusted. I don't know about other I then, but I have trusted. Wa ani b'chasedeka. I have trusted, right? But I in your mercy. Literally, wa ani. As for I, Wani bechasedeka, in the eye chesed, loving kindness, the eye mercy. Batachti, I trust, in the sense of batach is like confidence in the victory. Batachti, I am confident. And confident in the victory of good over evil. As for me, bechasedeka, in the eyes mercy, do I trust, or have I trusted? Batachti yagil libi, my heart, rejoice libi, rejoice my heart, my center, the center of my thought and thinking. Yagil libi, my heart shall rejoice. Be Yeshuatika, in the eyes Yeshua, the eyes salvation, the eyes victory. Be Yeshuatika, I will sing to the Yahweh. Ashira la Yahweh, Ashira la Adonai, I will sing to Adonai. Because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Because he has dealt bountifully. Ki gamal alai. Because he has dealt bountifully with I. Now, here in the Septuagint and the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus of the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, we have the Septuagint idea where it says, I shall chant. To the name of the Yahweh of Adonai, Most High. It reads a little bit different in the last portion, and we have the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, also co-signing in the Emperor's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, co-signing that right there. Just to give ones a kind of a little here, right here, we have this here. The one who helps me,
who assists me, the sustainer, the good, the excellent father, Amesignalo. I will praise Le'ul to the Most High, Le'ul, the sovereign prince, Egziavi, the sustainer, Simim, his name, and to the name of the sustainer Most High is Zemralo. I will chant, I will intonate Isis, Isis. We have this in the Septuagint. In the Septuagint, it reads, Kai Salmo to nomati ki rio to huisto, huisto. And I shall strum or chant Zemralo, Zemer Mezmor, shall chant to the name. To the name of Yod Hey Weh Hey, He Who Be Who He Be, Divine Majesty, the Highest, Alai, like Alai Elyon, Le'ul, by Alai Elyon. So here it reads, Kia Gamal Alai, right? As I will chant to Ashira La Yahuwah, I will chant to He Who Be Who Be, I will sing. Ashira is more sing. Chanting is more of a, like Isis, it's like a certain cadence, a certain rhythm, in that kind of sense, even in the ancient languages, Ashira is more of sing, right? Almost like sing DJ on a certain level, right? Ashira la Yahuwah ki agamal alai. So here it can be read, I shall chant to the name of Jah, Jehovah, Most High, the Highest. So here in the last part of today's daily song, we need praises as we are on the coming up out of Egypt, after we have come to the floor of the door, even in the season, hope revived. The offering of prayer restored his trust in Jah's aid and assistance, and faith, the true and the living faith, gained the victory, the Yeshua, the salvation. That instead of that victim mentality, right, coming out of that state of mind, the victim mentality, now to that victor, right, the victor, right, hot to the bottle, the sweet of the victory, we are more than conqueror, right, because of He Who Be Who He Be and we. So that victory of the good, even the good thought, good over evil, the victory over the despondency, the depression, the depression. He says, my heart shall rejoice, Yagel Levi. Better in the Hebraic 7, let my heart, may my heart, Yagel Levi, may my heart rejoice, Yagel Levi, may my heart create. He's saying, like, create the occasion. It's a prayer right here. He's saying, create the occasion when I shall have reason to rejoice in thy saving, thy Yeshua. Bishuateka wa'ani bechasideka batachetia yagelvi bishuateka ashera la Yahuwah kia gamal alai. Create the occasion when I shall have that reason. Come, make a reason to rejoice in thy saving power. I will sing. Let me sing. Ashira la Yahuwah, Ashira. Let me sing. Give me cause to sing, because thy favor to me has been displayed. Therefore, Ashira la Yahuwah. Nowhere in the whole realm of literature is the doctrine or teaching of hope, of that expectation, right, of good over evil, so pronounced as in the Hebraic and the Hebrew scriptures, and especially in the Psalms. It is one of the secrets of the Bible in spirit and in truth, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit, that's imperishable. It's imperishable, and it's an imperishable appeal. Can't be perished, always faithful, always sure. Appeal to the human heart, heartically speaking. David, a man after Adonai's, Adonai's own heart. Trouble. It seems to be an inseparable feature of the human experience. Inequalities, injustices are an integral part of this fallen state, right? Being in the world, of course, not of the world, flesh and satanic seclorum. But nothing, however, prevents an utter sinking of the heart and consequent and subsequent breakdown of endurance, right?
as the hope which springs, right, from the faith, the true faith, the living faith in the true Elohim, the true source, in the innermost of the innocence. Thus you must be still, right, and know of this invincible trust, that confidence that Abinu Melkeinu Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, reminds I and I of the namesake of the new and the precious name. Trust, confidence in the victory of good over evil. The present song, chant, the most eloquent
expression.
Mizmor Yud Gimel Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ad Anna Adonai Tishkacheni Netzach Ad Anna Tastir Et Panecha Mimenni Ad Anna Ashit Etzot Benafshi Yagon Bilvavi Yomam Ad Anna Yarum Oyevi Alai Habita Aneni Adonai Elohai האירה עיניי פן אישן המוות. פן יאמר אויבי יכולתיו, צרי יבינו כי אמות. ואני בחסדך בטחתי, יגל ליבי בשועתך. אשיר על אדוני כי גמל עליי.
Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, 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 forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted? Mine enemy be exalted. Mine enemy be exalted. Mine enemy be exalted. Mine enemy be exalted. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear thee, O Lord. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully, 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 dealt bountifully.
Discipleship Radio. Radio. Radio.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this 13th Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong here as we begin the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, second book of Moses called Exodus, here for the Hebrew first words for this 13th Rastafari sabbatical, this Torah portion, this reading and feeding, the manna, manahu, what is it, what is he, what's in this Torah portion right here, Shema Yisrael Gevir, here for the Hebrew first words right here, as we pick up with the first chapter of the first verse, chapter 1, verse 1, second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus, Hebrew first words for Shemot. Ve'el Shemot, B'nei Yisrael, Habayim, Mitzrayim, Et Yaakov, Yishahu, Ve'eto, Ba'u, Yisrael. Israel in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. Now these, with Eile, Now these, the names, with Elet Shemot. Now these, the names of the children of Israel, with Elet Shemot B'nei Yisrael, who came into Egypt, Habayim Mitzrayim, every man and his household came with Jacob, with Yaakov. Eita Yaakov Ish, U Veto Bahu. Hebrew first words here for the second book of Moses of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Shemot, Shemot, Hebrew first words here. With Eile Shemot, Bnei Yisrael Habayim Mitzrayim Eita Yaakov Ishau Veto Bahu. Now these, the names, with Eile Shemot. Now these, the Shemot, with Eile Shemot, of the children, the sons of Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, who came Habayim into Egypt, Habayim Mitzrayim, every man and his household came with Yaakov. Eit Yaakov Ishau Veto Bahu. Hebrew first words here. For the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, is called Exodus, Hebrew first words, Shemot, the name.
Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear O Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
My advice to all,
my advice to all,
my advice to all,
my advice to all
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 give ear for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, 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 third up offering, third reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, here picking up the second book of Moshe, second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 2, here at verse 11, Moses identifies himself with Yisrael, with Israel, with the Hebrews. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Here, give ear, 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 give ear. For the Shalishi, the third reading here, Exodus chapter 2, verse 11. Vayehi bayamim ahaim, vayigdal Moshe, vayetzei el ahayo, vayare'e besivalotam, vayare'e isha mitri makeh, Isha Ibriya Meya Ehayo. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren, 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 brethren. Vayehi, and it came to pass. Vayehi, bayamim haheim, in those days. Vayigdala Moshe, when Moshe was grown. Vayetzei el hayo, that he went out to his brethren. Vayare'e be'asivolotam, and looked on their burdens. Vayare'e isha mitzriya makeh isha ibriya me'ahayo, and he spied an Egyptian. Vayare ish mitzri, smiting an Hebrew. Vayare ish mitzri makeh ish ebri me echayo, an Hebrew, one of his brethren. Ish ebri me echayo, and he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Mitzri, the Egyptian, and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore, why smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us, over I and I? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moshe feared and said, surely this thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moshe. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flocks. and the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moshe stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that ye, y'all, are come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian delivered us. An Egyptian delivered I and I out of the hand of the shepherds and also drew water enough for us, for I and I, and watered the flock. And he said to his daughters, where and where he? And where is he? Why? It y'all have left the man. Call him that he may eat bread. Moses, Moshe, rejected by his brethren, takes a Gentile bride, takes a bride from another nation. Verse 21, and Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moshe Zipporah, his daughter, and she bare a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass in process of time that the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, died. And the Bnei Yisrael sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up to Elohim, the true good, the true God, by reason of the bondage. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, heard their groaning. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Yitzhak, and with Yaakov. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, looked upon the Bnei Yisrael, looked upon the children, the sons of Yisrael, and Elohim had respect. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Rabbi, here for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat Shemot, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known in English as Exodus chapter 3, the call of Moshe, the call of Moses, the burning bush. O Moshe haya ro'eh et ona yitaroa chotno kohen midian vayayina haga et hatzon ahara ha midbar Vaya yaboa el hara ha Elohim ho reva. Now, Moses, Moshe, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, to Horay. O Moshe, haya ro'eh etas ona yitaroa chotanoa kohena midian. Now Moses, Moshe, was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Oh, Moshe, haya ro'eh, etas om, yitaro, achoteno, kohen Midian. And he led the flock to the farthest end of the wilderness. Wayayin hagaeta hatzona achara hamidbar. Midbar. To the farthest end of the Midbar. Wayaboa il hara Elohim horeva. And came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, Wayavor il Haraha Elohim, Horeva, to Horeb, to Horeb. And the angel, the Melach of Yahweh, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed. Wayayera malaki Yahuwah Elayowa Be Lavata Aisha Miyatoka Ha Hasene. And the angel of Yahweh, Wayayera malaki Yahuwah Elayo, appeared to him, be lavata esh, in a flame of fire, be lavat esh mitoka hasene, in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush. Mi tok hasene waya yare we hine hasene bo era baisha we hasene einenu ukal. And he looked, and behold, wayare we hine. Behold, the bush burnt with fire. Hasene bo'er ba'esh. And the bush was not consumed. We hasene einenu ukal. Einenu ukal was not consumed, was not eaten up. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt? Why Yomer Moshe Asurana? And Moses said, I will turn aside now. Why Yomer Moshe Asurana? We ereta Hamare Hagadol Haze Madua Loa Yivara Hasene. And Moshe said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight. We ere eta hamare hagadol haze aze aze. Why the bush is not burnt? Madua lo yivara hasene 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 hasene. And when Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, Elohim called to him. out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, draw not nigh, near, hither, here, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest, holy, set apart ground. Vayomer ala tikrava helom shalane Aleka me ala ragleka ki hamakom asher ata omeda alayo adamata kodeshu. Moreover, he said, I, the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. Vayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yare me yahavita il ha Elohim. Moreover, he said, Anoki Elohe Avika, I am the Elohim of Avika, of the I Father, Wayomer. Anoki Elohe Avika, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov, I am the Elohim of thy father, of thy patriarch, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yareya me yahavita illa ha Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim. And Yahweh said, I have seen surely, I have surely seen the affliction of me, my people, which are in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a Tova, good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, is come to me, is come to I. And I have also seen the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpressed them. Come now, therefore, that I will send the eye to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, And Moshe said to Elohim, that I should go to Pharaoh, the great house, and that I should bring forth the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Gibbet, Kemet. And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, the eye. And this shall be a token to the eye, that I have sent the eye. When thou hast brought forth the people, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, ye all shall serve Elohim, ha, Elohim, the true good, the true God, upon this mountain. The revelation of the name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of the name, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, verse 13, and Moses said to Elohim, Moses said to Ha Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim, behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, and say to them, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, have sent I to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Vayomer Moshe el ha-Elohim, hine anoki ba el bnei Yisrael, we amarti lahem Elohei abotekem, Shelachini Elohim Abotekem Amruli Ma Shmo Ma Omara Elohim. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim. Hine, behold, Anoki, Ba il Bnei Yisrael. Behold, when I am come to the children of Yisrael, Hine, Anoki, Ba il Bnei Yisrael. With amartia lahem Elohe evotekem shelachni elekem, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent I to you, and they shall say to me, with amru li ma shmo, what is his name? Mahshemo. Mah Omar Elehem. What shall I say to them? And Elohim said to Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am sent to you. While Yomer Elohim El Moshe Ehyeh Hasher Ehyeh. And Elohim said to Moses, Vayomer Elohim il Moshe, Ehyeh Hasher Ehyeh. Vayomer Koh Tomar Livne Yisrael, Ehyeh Shelachani Ehyeh. Asher Ehyeh, Ehyeh, Ehyeh. And he said like this, Koh Tomar, thus shalt thou say, Koh Tomar Livne Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, Ehyeh Shelachani, Ehyeh has sent me Eleikem. To you all, to y'all, 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 to y'all. The commission of Moshe, 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 the commission of Moshe, verse 15. And Elohim, true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the B'nai Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent me. Have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Vayomer Oda Elohim el Moshe Koh Tomara el B'nai Yisrael Yahweh Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Shelachani Elekem, Ze Shmi Le'olam, Ve'ze Zikaria Le'dor. Dor, 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 dor. And Elohim said moreover to Moshe, why Yomer od Elohim el Moshe, thus, koh, 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 thus shalt thou say, koh tomar, thus shalt thou say to the children, the sons of Yisrael, Koh Tomar Illa B'nai Yisrael Yahweh Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh Weh Elohei Ayibotekem Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, Yahweh Elohei Ayibotekem Elohei Avraham, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohei Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Shelachani Elekem, have sent me, have sent I to y'all, to you all, Shelachani Elekem, Zeh Shmi Le. Olam, this my name, Shmi Le Olam, forever, forever. Ze Shmi Le Olam, with Ze Zikriya Le Dor Dor, and this with Ze, and this with Ze, Ze Zikri Le Dor Dor. And this is my memorial, Zikri, Ledor, Dor. to all generation,
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 የአይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂምን 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 ኤልሮሂምን
ኤልሮሂምን
Classic, classic, Dennis Brown, the existence of Cha.
And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, silence covered the sky.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13.
Mizmor Yud Gimel. למנצח מזמור לדוד, 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 מזמור לדוד.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, 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 forever.
עד אנה, אדוני, תשכחני נצח, תשכחני נצח, תשכחני נצח, תשכחני נצח,
תשכחני נצח, תשכחני נצח, תשכחני נצח, תשכחני נצח, תשכחני נצח, תשכחני נצח, Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face,
hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy
face? Ad anna tastir et panecha
minneli.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul?
Counsel in my soul, counsel in my soul, counsel in my soul.
Ad anna ashit etzot benafshi, 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 benafshi.
Having sorrow in my heart daily,
my heart daily, my heart daily, my heart.
Yagon bilvavi yomam,
vavi yomam, vavi.
How long shall mine enemy be exalted, 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 enemy be exalted? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted, O
be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted, O be exalted?
Ad anna yarum oyevi ala,
oyevi ala, oyevi ala, oyevi ala, oyevi ala, oyevi ala.
Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully, 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 dealt bountifully.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're going to react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant and scared of the truth. Be patient.
Cosmic wings, and the music is easy. The speaker is jumping, and the bass is booming too. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Come this day. Cosmic wings gonna rock you. Oh yes. Cause the sound is the sound from the mountain top.
Today's daily psalm is more Yod Gamal Yud Gimel. Lamenatzeach is more Litawi. Midrash, Midrash, seeking a study. Midrash, to seek a study of today's daily psalm. Mizmor Yud Gimel, Mizmor Yod Gamel. Psalm 13, Psalm XIII. Seen from despair to hope. today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Yod, Gamal, Yud, Gimel. Lam enat seyach, Mizmor, Le, David. Od ana, Yahuwah, Tishakacheni netzach. Od ana, Tasetir, et paneka, Mimeni. For the leader, for the chief musician, a psalm of David. Lam enat seyach, Mizmor, Le, David. How long wilt thou forget me? Forget I, O Jehovah. Od ana, Yahuwah, Tisha kacheni netzach. Forever, netzach. How long wilt thou hide thy face from I? Od ana, tasatir etapaneka himeni. Hear, 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 Hebraically, the first two verses. Through the superscription. Psalm 13, Mizmor Yod Gamel, Mizmor Yud Gimel. This verse is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere in Zechariah 7 and 13, where it reads, "And it came to pass that as he called, and they would not hear, so they shall call, and I will not hear, said Yahuwah Tzevaoth, saith the Lord of hosts, saith Jehovah of armies." Rav Yitzchak Isaac said, "Measure for measure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, declared, four times did I ask, Od ana, Od ana, Od ana, how long?" In Bamidbar, in Numbers 14:11, "How long will this people despise me? How long will this people despise I? How long will they not believe in me, in I?" And in Shemot, in Exodus 16:28, "Od ana, how long refuse y'all to keep my commandments?" And in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14:27, "Od ana, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation, with this evil society, this evil aggregation? Four times will y'all also ask, Od ana, how long? Od ana, Od ana, how long after I shall have delivered you over to the four kingdoms? Y'all will cry out, will shout out four times in your distress, Od ana, how long? How long wilt thou forget me, O Jehovah? Forever? How long, Od ana, wilt thou hide thy face from me, from I? Od ana, how long shall I take counsel in my soul? Od ana, how long shall mine enemy be exalted over me?" Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, Hebraically speaking, Psalm 13, verses 2 to 3. Od ana, Yahuwah, tisha kacheni netzach. Od ana, tasetir reta paneka himeni. Od ana, ashita etzota benafshi. Od ana, yarum oyvi aloi. In the kingdom of Babylon, y'all will cry out, Od ana, Yahuwah, tisha kacheni netach. How long wilt thou that I forget I, O he who be, who ye be, O Jehovah, netach, forever? In Media and Persia, y'all will cry out, "How long wilt thou hide thy face from me, thy face, thy face from I?" Od ana, tasatir etapaneka mimeni. In Greece, among the Gracchoi in Greece, "How long shall I take counsel in my soul? Od ana, ashita etzota bitnashi." And in the wicked, the ratchet, Edom, "How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me, over I? Od ana, Yarum oivi alai, 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 alai. In another comment, the verse is read, how long, O Jehovah, wilt thou forget, O strength, od ana Yahuwah, tishakacheni netzach. And it means that the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, the society of Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Ashella Olamim, Master of the Universe, is one a king, a melek, a negus, even negus and neges, without a throne? Is one a melek, a king, a negus, without a crown? Is one a king, a melek, a negus, without a palace? How long, O Jehovah, wilt thou forget, O strength, od ana, Yahuwah, tishakacheni, netzach, forget that thou saidest to the prophet Shemuel, to the prophet Samuel, even in 1 Samuel 15:27. Surely in the covenant, the brit, between, made between thee, I, and the patriarchs and the fathers, thou, the I, that art the strength of Yisrael, didst not act the liar. Surely thou dost not repent of thy boons, of thy good doings, thy good dealings of thy boons, that thou wilt not bring them for us, for I and I. For scripture says in Bamidbar, in Numbers 23:19, the true good, the true God, is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani commented, the beginning of this verse denies, it denies its conclusion, 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 and its conclusion denies its beginning. How is the discrepancy to be explained when HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, decides to bring a boon, a good, to the world? He is not a man that he should lie, according to Numbers 23:19. But when he decides to bring chastisement to the world, then, as it is said, as to that which he has said, he will not do it. Thus, when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Kemet, of Gibbet, according to Bereshit, Genesis 15:14, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. El, true good, true God, is not a man that he should lie. But when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim said to Abraham, according to Bereshit, Genesis 15:13, know of a surety, know for sure, know of a surety that thy seed, thy race, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Then, as it is said, as to that which he hath said, he will not do it. Thus, like this also, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Either One, blessed be He, said to Abraham, even in Bereshit, Genesis 21:12, in Yitzhak, in Isaac, shall see be called to thee, to the eye. El, the true good, the true God, is not a man that he should lie. But when he said, according to Bereshit, Genesis 22:2, take now thy son, Baneka, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Yitzhak, even Isaac, and offer him for a burnt offering. Then, as it is written, as to that which he hath said, he will not do it. Thus, like this, also when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, when Elohim said, according to Shemot, Exodus 3 and 16. I have surely, for sure, I have remembered you. El, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, is not a man that he should lie. But when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 9 and 14, let me alone, leave me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under Shemaim, from under heaven. Then, as it is written, as to that which he has said, he will not do it. Rav Barakiah related, it happened that from a teacher's more, a teacher's cheer, a certain man was expounding the words, the Devarim, that are found in Exodus in Shemot 22:21, that reads, ye y'all shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. A widow who heard him came to him when the man said to her, go away now. She replied, had I not heard thee, the I say, ye y'all shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child, I would not have come to thee. I would not have come to the eye. And yet thou sayest to me, thou sayest to I, go away, come tomorrow. Even so, Yisrael, Israel, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say to the Holy One, blessed be he, Ribon Shela Olamim. We, I and I, O Master of the Universe, Master of the Universe, we, I and I, would not have come to thee, to the I, had we, I and I, not depended, deep-ended on thy mercy, for thou didst declare, according to the words of Psalm 9 and 19, the needy shall not always be forgotten. And yet thou, the I, forgettest I and I, and yet thou forgettest us? How long wilt thou forget me, O Jehovah, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Ad ana Yahuwah tishakacheni netach, ad ana tasir et panika nimeni. According to Rav Hanina, the congregation of Yisrael, the society of Israel, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel Olam, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, in generations past, thou, the I, didst fight our battles, I and I, battles for I and I. As is said even in 2 Samuel 5:24, for then is Yahweh Jehovah gone out before the eye to smite the host of the Philistines, to smite the host of the Philistines. For future generations, thou wilt also fight. As it is said, even in Zechariah 14 and 3, then shall Yahweh Jehovah go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle, as when he fought in the day of battle. But for us, for I and I, the generations in between, thou goest not forth, as it is written, even in Psalm 60, verse 12, Hebraically, hast not thou, O Elohim, cast I and I off? And thou, the I, goest not forth, O Elohim, with our host, with our armies. How long wilt thou, will the I, forget I, O Jehovah, Ad Ana Yahuwah, Tisha Kachenin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replies, is it I who have forgotten you? Is it I who have forgotten y'all? Is it not you? Is it not y'all who have forgotten me, who have forgotten I? As it is written even in Psalm 106 and 12, they forgot God, their Savior. Have I hid my face from you?
Is it not you who have hid your faces from me? As it is written, even in 2 Chronicles 29:6, our fathers, our patriarchs, have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, of Adonai, of Jehovah, and turned their backs. And is it not also written in Jeremiah 2:27, for they have turned their back to me and not their face, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also says to the congregation of Yisrael, to the aggregation, the society of Israel, in this world I have hid my face from you. But as is written in Isaiah, in Isaiah 52:8, they shall see eye to eye when Jehovah shall bring again Sion, shall bring again Zion, in the time to come. How long shall mine enemy be raised high above me, high above I? Ad ana yarum oibi alai. These words, the barim, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Esther, in Esther 3:1. After these things did Ahasuerus, Xerxes, raise Haman high and exalt him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. Rav Akiva observed, to what height did Ahasuerus, did Xerxes, raise up Haman? To the height of gallows, 50 cubits high, as is said even in Esther 5:14, let make the gallows be made 50 cubits high. Ahasuerus, Xerxes, set his seat above all that did look upon him, in Esther 3:1. That is, until the end, all looks up at Haman, hanging 50 cubits high. Indeed, the letters Kaf and Lamed, the Hebrew letters Kaf and Lamed, in the word kol, in the word all, add up to 50. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? Adana ashita etzota bitnafshi yagona bielavia yomam. Although I am sorrowfully oppressed, downpressed by the kingdoms, yet I continue with my whole heart, my holistic heart, to observe HaTorah, to observe the Torah, John's directions, instructions, and the commandments, and the imperatives that thou, the I, gavest I on Sinai. I practice circumcision, I keep HaShabbat, and I set aside HaKohen, the priest's portion of the bread. In a different targum, in a different interpretation, the verse is read, how long shall I take counsel against my life, having sorrow in my heart daily? Ad ana ashita etzota benafshi yagona bielavaviya yomah. I risk my life on account of the decrees issued against me, against I, by the nations, by the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international communities of the earth, for the purpose of destroying Torateka, for the purpose of destroying thy Torah and thy commandments, For their sake, I expose myself to Mavet, to Mot, to death. Behold, thou, the I, answer me, answer I, O Jehovah,
Hailiai Elohai, my true good, my true God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Habita neni Yehovah Elohai, Haira Ainai, Penai Shana Hamawet. That is, lest I be worn out in the stupor of banishment among the kingdoms. Behold thou, behold I, and answer I. Habita eneni, lest mine enemies say, lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me, that trouble I, rejoice when I am moved. Habita eneni. Pen yomaro idi. Ye kaltio sara yagilu kiemot. When ha adosh, the Holy One Baruch Hu, blessed be He, ask David, the insolence of thee I, to speak such peremptory words to me, to I. David, David answered, because I trust in thy mercy. In thy mercy do I trust. Bechasedeka batachti. In thy mercy am I confident. Do I trust. Bechasedeka batachti. In the mercy ascribed to the eye. In the verse found in Psalm 119, verse 64, the earth, O Yahweh Jehovah, is full of thy mercy. And again in the verse in Psalm 94 and 18, when I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Jehovah, held me up. Thy mercy, Chasedeka, being Torateka, thy mercy being thy Torah, thy eye direction, instruction, that is called the Torah of mercy, the law of mercy, even in Proverbs 31, verse 26. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Yagel libi bi yeshuateka. My heart shall rejoice in the eye Yeshua, in the eye salvation, the eye victory. Rav Abahu taught, this is one of those difficult verses that declare that the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, depends upon the salvation of Amo Yisrael, depends upon the salvation of Yisrael, of Israel. Note that it is not written, my heart shall rejoice in my salvation, but in thy salvation. Bishuateka, in the I salvation. By that, David meant Yeshuateka, the I Yeshua, the I salvation, depends upon our I and I salvation. Another comment. In the kingdom of Babylon, we, I and I, said, in thy mercy do I trust. Bechasedeka batachti. In the kingdom of Persia and Media, we, I and I, said, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Yagel libi bishuateka. In Greece, among the Gracchoi, in Greece, we, I and I, said, I will sing to Jehovah, Ashira la Yahuwah. And in Rome, we, I and I, say, because He will deal bountifully with me, with I, Ki gamal alai. Another comment on Ki gamal alai, because He will deal bountifully with I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, give I of my sand. Give me of my things. Give I of my things wherewith I meet you in this world. And I shall deal bountifully with you in the world. In the world, in the time to come. During the Feast of Booths, Sukkot, pour water on the altar, the Mizbeach, before me, before I. For long ago I met you with water, as is written even in Bamidbar in Numbers 21 and 17. Spring up, O well, sing ye, sing y'all to it, and I shall deal bountifully, bountifully in the time, the Iowa, the age, the time to come. When, as Ewell, as Joel 3 and 18 says, the mountain shall drop down sweet, sweet wine. Take ye, take y'all a lulav, and with it dance in praise and eyes before eyes. For long ago I met you with dancing, as it is written even in Psalm 114 and 4. The mountains skipped like rams, and I shall deal bountifully with you in the time, in the Iowa to come. When, as Yeshayahu, as Esaias, Isaiah 55 and 12 says, all the trees of the field shall clap their hands, make a booth, make a sukkah before me, before I, for long ago I met you with Sukkot, with booths. When, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 23:43, I had the Bnei Yisrael dwell in Sukkot, in booths, and I shall deal bountifully with you, with y'all, in the time to come, in the Et Habah, in the time to come. When, according to Isaiah, Isaiah 4 and 6, there shall be a booth, a sukkah, for a shadow in the daytime from the heat. Hence, here it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Yud Gimel, Yod Gamel, Ashira la Yahweh, Ki Gamal Alai, I will sing to Jehovah, I will sing to He who be, we be, because He will deal bountifully with me, because He will deal bountifully with I. With I'm not afraid to
Discipleship Radio. Radio.
Listen to Yehuda, 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 Mo Anbesa. Listen to Yehuda, Mo Anbesa. Radi, 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 Radi.
Now tell me who wanna fuck with us. Discipleship Radio, Radio.
Here comes the danger.
Psalm 13, Psalm 13, Psalm 13. Psalm 13.
Mizmor Yudimar. Lamnatseah, Mizmor Le David. Mizmor Le David.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, forever, forever.
Ad anna Adonai tishkacheni neshkacheni 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 neshkacheni.
How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 30. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, 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 forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face? Hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face.
Ad anna tastir et panecha mimmeni.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul?
Ad anna ashit etzot benafshit.
Having sorrow in my heart daily.
Yagon bilvavi yomam. Ad anna.
How long shall mine enemy be exalted? Be exalted? Be exalted? Be exalted? Be exalted? Be exalted? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart? How long shall mine enemy be exalted? Be exalted? Be exalted? Be exalted? Be exalted?
Ad anna yarum oyevi halai.
Consider and hear me, O Lord. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Those that trouble me rejoice when I move. And I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully, dealt bountifully.
See the Babylon system is Babylon system is a vampire deceiving the people day by day, building church and university. Because no, we're here the church now. The church, the Bible is here. The Bible is here that in Christ coming, we be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, right? So when we look over, we see Iris Blasi.
Sent by the king, watch them wandering when me fly down far. Keep step on the beast and kick down with him like a slide down bar. We burn in the system, we tell the youth if we fight gun bar. Uplifting Mrs. Strin, tell us the last I love star. We love Wally, Babylon the system falling. But this is just the beginning, beginning of the grand finale. Finale because eventually we get the cause. Now if we stand up tall and if we gang up cause, united we stand divided, we fall and we love. Whoa, oh, walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise his feet to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. Yes,
on their face and bloodshed on their shoulder. Turn from your sinful ways before lightning strike all over. Well, if a atrocity where your cars can get a yoke, then you have the other city, see, come give me gun for shoot. And I chat all you like the city, well, this is the ugly truth. When you bring all the guns, come give me give it to my recruit. Big revolution, one time the guns them turn for the old politician. We bring it come in the first place, I should have on education. We make the youth them learn, instead of buy ammunition. And you want come run the next turn, go run up under your bed. Boy, put your hand on your head, me terrible and me dread. Corrupted politicians be dead, boy. Want to coral yard, don't have to valley yard. Come like a pre every garden, no revolution beach every yard. Go put this up in the green, me want it beach every reader. If you not live like Haile Selassie, you not fit to be chronic leader. Walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. Stop until my people are free. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be. In the last days when the youth them are free, dread and terrible. Give thanks and praise for the King of Peace. Praises be to the Prince of Peace. Now stop, give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega. Empress many nights.
Is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I am not trying to reach people. I am what I am. I mean, there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I am reaching is my own people. We all know the same thing. We're all coming in this time. It's our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
Shalom, shalom, Chavarim, shalom, Rastafari.